This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, April 27th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. We appreciate your patience today as we are a little bit tardy, but Dwayne Long is still here. The sun is still shining. Dwayne, how goes it?
Oh, man, like you said, the sun is shining and we got spring in the air and we actually had spring football and looks like we're getting back to normal.
We are going to do a deep dive on the NFL draft as it pertains to the Buckeyes. Obviously, the first round is Thursday night. Perhaps you've heard Justin Fields is available. But we're going to start with news of the week. Desaun McCullough, one of the most vocal recruiters in the class, has flipped to Indiana for specific reasons. His dad is a coach there. His younger brother committed there. His older brother is transferring there. It is a loss. There's no way to get around that. If you caught Mark Porter's video breakdown of McCullough, he compared him to Isaiah Simmons of Clemson, just in his versatility and size. We will get into what Ohio State should do to replace him, but your thoughts on the loss of McCullough and why he left?
I mean, he's a top 50 player in the country. How can that not be a loss? You just have to look at it his entire family he's from Indiana, and his dad's going to be a coach there. His brothers are going to be there. This is a family affair. He's going home, man. It's all right. We lost a good football player, but it was for good reasons. I can live with it. I hate losing the kid. He's a special talent. I have a different take on him in the fact that I see a defensive end. I just do not see how a 6'5" kid at his age that's already in the 230 range is going to be a linebacker. I just don't see it. If he can, wow. Indiana's got a first-round draft choice if the kid can maintain his speed and athleticism at that size at linebacker. I think he's going to be 255 in no time, maybe a little heavier, and be a really outstanding weak side defensive end, a rush end, an edge guy. But it's a loss. There's no question about it. It's a loss. He's just a great football player, but he's going home. It's all right, man. Good luck to you and your family.
Also, if anybody has not heard the story of his father, and HBO Real Sports did an incredible thing on that, I would definitely go check that out. This family has been through some crazy stuff, and for them to end up where they are, I can't blame the guy. I will say this, I don't think it hurt that Indiana had a pretty good year last year. They got a safety being drafted in the first few rounds named Jamar Johnson. So Indiana's profile amping up to, a respectable level, I think definitely helped. Now the question is what they do to replace him, Dwayne.
Well, again, I'm going to look at it different than most because I see the kid as a defensive end. And so my first guy, N.I. White, is a special end. He would be a great compliment to Jack Sawyer. You have to get after the quarterback, Dan. You have to. It's just there's no way to cover for 4 to 5 seconds. You got to get in there. You got to get in that 3 second range to get to that quarterback and end it. And this kid can't. He's great against the run too. Super athletic, long, just exactly what you want in a weak side rush end. And there's never enough of them. You're never going to have enough guys like him. So we're familiar with the school. We've recruited the area. If you look at the crystal balls right now and you look at the worm, they show that worm thing. Ohio State's listed number one, and they are listed in how warm they think the kid is on the school. So he's elite, really elite. I mean, he's right up there with Jack Sawyer and, dare I say, Chase Young. He's that special. So we want to get that kid in here. The other thing is, have you looked at the depth chart at tackle, Dan? I mean, it's after this year, we're going to lose Haskell Garrett. We're going to lose Jaron Cage. We're going to lose Antoine Jackson. We're losing three tackles in a year, and it's not like they can come back. They're all seniors. We're losing those guys. We have not seen, I don't know about your context, but nobody has said to me that any of the young tackles have stepped up. Now, we have Mike Hall and Tyleek Williams coming in. Those guys, I think, are going to be outstanding tackles, but that's still not enough guys. Larry Johnson wants four-man rotation. Now, only having 3 to 4 is not good enough. We need some of those young guys to step up, but what I really want to do is bring in Walter Nolan. Is a special, special talent. I go back to 2016, and I remember that class of tackles. It was, without question, the best tackle class I've ever seen, will probably ever see. I mean, and it's one of the best position classes I've ever seen. Like right now, I think 6 or 7 of them are in the NFL right now, the top 10. Just an enormously great class. Walter Nolan fits. He'd be in that top 10, that class. And that's hard to do. He's a special talent. He's from Tennessee. So people are going to say, oh, you can't get the guys out of the South. Yeah, it's hard. But if you look at his there's a little down arrow beside where it says warm in our database for players we've offered. And it lists the top 5 schools. Tennessee's not in his top 5. So this kid's ready to leave the state. Go after this kid, and you can tell him he could line up beside JTT, and they would be the best combination in college football history. This kid is special. We want to get him in here. And Caden Curry is the other one that I would really love to get in here. The kid is so explosive and so athletic. Yeah, he's not a really big kid, but we can add enough weight to him. His explosiveness, he just comes off the ball like a shot. His short area quickness is special, and he can run people down. We need to get some tackles in here. So those are the three guys I would say let's focus on and try to get them in here. That would be huge. I'll add this, Dan. I didn't need offense. There's just nowhere. What are you going to add? What would you add? You'd say offensive line. It's not a good offensive line class. It's really not. So we would be reaching, I believe, to go after an offensive lineman. Again, there's never enough offensive linemen, but don't reach. Only bring in kids that we know can play here or believe we can develop into players here. I don't see them. I'm always going to look at the offensive line. I just don't see those guys. Focus on the defense. We need tackles, and you always need defensive ends.
An interesting trio to focus on. Obviously, Ohio State is already recruiting those guys, but we'll definitely amp it up with the loss of McCullough. One might think they would have gone an outside linebacker. Dwayne says defensive end. We're going to come back and talk about Thursday's NFL draft.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back. Thankfully, the draft is Thursday, and we will find out where Justin Fields is going, so our long national nightmare will be over. I still am amazed that this looks like it's going to be Mac Jones. It makes no sense to me. What's your vibe on where you think Fields will ultimately end up on Thursday night?
Well, damn it, Dad. Dan, it's we need to get the draft over because if it goes any longer, they're going to have Fields in the second round. I mean, they just keep pushing him down, down, and down. And I'm saying, what has this kid done that he is the Mac Jones? I watched his pro day. I did not see the velocity that you need in the NFL. NFL cornerbacks, safeties are going to break on the ball on a whole nother level. You got to get the ball in there. And I just did not see that out of Mac Jones. I think it'd be a huge mistake, but I just don't get the fall. I don't know what they're finding that they think he's going to fall. Are they trying to tie him to Haskins, who never was really given a chance to be the Washington quarterback? But this, it's just crazy that he's falling like that. I just don't get it. Somebody's going to get a quarterback that is going to be, I believe, special. And say in the next 3 to 5 years, I see a lot of Deshaun Watson in him, at least on the field. This, somebody's going to get a great quarterback. I wonder if this is some smoke being thrown. I don't know. I just wonder if San Francisco is trying to bait somebody into coming up. Trey Lance is a really outstanding quarterback. He's so much like Justin Fields, though. And Fields played at a much higher level. That's what I would look at if I was drafting. Who's he played against? And Lance is just not played against the same kind of competition that Justin Fields has played against. That doesn't make sense right there. So we'll see. I think San Francisco could be trying to bait somebody to come up, but they traded up themselves, which that kind of takes the steam out of that for me. That it is right now what they're doing is trying to bait somebody to come up. You see draft projections, he's dropping. I've seen him as low as number 12. So we'll see what's going to happen. I think it's absolutely ridiculous that Justin Fields is falling.
What about Mac Jones, I really don't get is he comes from a program where every game he played, his offense had an advantage at pretty much every spot. He's not a tremendous athlete. He didn't have to create much. And now you're going to send him to a team where I don't care what NFL team you are. You don't have advantages at every position like you do at Alabama. So I don't get it. I haven't gotten it and I'm not going to get it if Fields doesn't go number 3 or number 4, but we shall see. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Make sure you're locked in here. We got a great deal starting tomorrow. Have a good one.
CBS Monday.
NCIS.
Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching, these have been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday starting at 9/8 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.